Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
What we do want to do is take a look at touring and traveling in South Africa. And this, of course, is aimed at the many listeners from around the world who are listening in, as well as South Africans. Because sometimes we forget what a magnificent country we are living in and what there is to do here. So we wanted to chat about this. Holidays are upon us, and we are moving into full swing. So we wanted to know, what are the absolute must-visit places in South Africa this season? Which spots are the perfect for families, for adventures, for culture lovers, and even for first-time people looking for that experience? To help us answer all of this and more, we are joined by Tandiwe Matibela, who is the Global Manager at South African Tourism. So if anybody knows... If anybody knows exactly what it is that we should be doing, Tandiwe is our person. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping you're well.
Good morning. Good morning. What a lovely jam you guys were playing just now. Definitely
nice, eh?
Speaking of summer. Love
exactly.
It.
It's got
love
a,
it, love it.
It's got a summer. It's got a summer vibe. So here's a question. You are the global manager of SA Tourism. Do you get a break now? Or is this where you are? Is this your silly season?
I really wish I did. It's actually quite an interesting scenario, in a sense that you would imagine that everybody that has plans and intentions to travel has done so, at least is executing their plans. So you would think that there isn't much for myself. But generally, the industry is just churning because people are coming in and out of different resorts. So from my perspective as South African tourism, you would imagine that I'm not busy. But what I am busy with is ensuring that, you know, if there are any incidents, good or bad, but also ensuring that we still drive those last minute bookings to get South Africans to remember, to travel their own country, and to also remind people that are coming from outside that they can still come and visit our country. We're open. It's actually a silly season for myself.
Right, I would imagine. Do you have a sense yet of how busy this season is in terms of international travelers?
Look, we do know from our numbers between Jan and October that we've really, really done well as a country. Mm. I mean, our numbers are increasing. I think if you compare our numbers with this period that I've just mentioned versus last year's period, similar period, we're actually up by more than 1 million arrivals.
Oh, wow.
So we really are doing well. We are at about 8 visitors that have come to our country between Jan and October. So we really are doing well. We do know even from last year that we had, almost capacity kind of occupancy rates at most of our hotels across our various provinces. And we do know that there are other cities that cited, full capacity. We do know the footfall at the airport as well increases. We just know that we are in for a bumper season and we cannot wait.
Incredible. One thing I have noticed as well is that locally, people are traveling a lot locally. When you try and find accommodation, in Cape Town, the Garden Route, Belita, all of these places are jam-packed with South Africans, which is actually amazing and wonderful that South Africans seem to be enjoying our own country. That's obviously anecdotal. Are you seeing these numbers? Are you seeing that?
No, we are. When the country was closed, more and more people, as in due to COVID, more and more people traveled, the South Africa, because they couldn't go out.
Right.
But the numbers they are steady, but they are good numbers. We know that more and more people are actually taking holiday trips, or at least we've seen an increase there. We do know that even the ones that are visiting family and friends are also, embarking on a tourist experience here and there. So we really are grateful. We love the fact that South Africans have heeded to our short left campaign. Our short left campaign is "It's your country, enjoy it,"
absolutely,
because there's nothing more fun than a short left. And we love the fact that they've heeded this call, because not only is it good just for obviously the well-being of the people that are traveling, but it's also essential for our economy. The economic benefit of people traveling their own country is really, really far-reaching. We get, you know, the effects of people going to restaurants, you know, people buying arts and crafts, people also being able to explore other innovative experiences that they wouldn't have tried. So we just love the fact that South Africans have heeded the call and are traveling. But even so, as I've alluded to the fact that our arrival numbers for also from, you know, other countries has increased, we love the fact that we've got a lion's share of our arrivals coming from the rest of the African continent as well.
Oh, that is incredible. And the other thing about South Africans traveling locally is we get to meet other South Africans. Otherwise, we tend to live in our own work communities.
Right.
And then we go get out there and we just have conversations. And I really encourage our listeners to do that. You go to a restaurant,
exactly.
speak to the people there. Speak to the, you know, people running the restaurant and, you know, just get a sense of what it is like in other parts of the country and what people are, you know, what they get up to. It's always so interesting to see.
Yeah.
Do you have any, which are the popular routes? Which are the popular must-sees and must-dos this year?
So there is popular and then there is must-do.
Okay.
And I'm saying this because, you know, so like we know that people will naturally gravitate towards the coastal cities because it is hot. The kids love swimming. So, you know, cities like Durban, Cape Town or the Western Cape or cities along the coastline or places along the coastline, because we do know that South Africa also has got a very large coastline.
Yes.
So we are quite blessed like in that sense as a country. So we do know that people tend to gravitate towards those. But I'm saying the must-sees are also, or the must-dos are also the places that are small, quirky little towns that, you know, not everyone is going there. So if you're looking for less of a dense
scene,
or for less of a populated, you know, experience, you know, there are likes of Limpopo, there are likes of Mpumalanga, there's even the Northwest. In the Northwest, you can go to Sun City so the kids can swim there as well.
Mm.
But there's just a lot to do across all of South Africa. And at this point, if you've had as hectic a year as I have, you're not necessarily looking for a place that's got a lot of people, but just you're looking for relaxation. And the beautiful thing about our country is that we offer that across all our 9 provinces, you know?
Absolutely, we do. And it's so inspiring to hear you speak because there really is just so much that we have going for us. And it's crazy if we don't take advantage of that. Tandiwe Matibela, thank you thank you for all that you do and for reminding us of what we have, a global manager at SA Tourism.